You're listening to Wake Up Our Faith, the weekly broadcast from Uprint Faith and Personal Development. Connect with us on the web at uprint.life. Hello and welcome to the second segment of our show. This is Faith in Business. Matt Hamm, Kevin Adams, helping you navigate life between Sundays and really equipping you and empowering you to live out your faith where you spend the majority of your time. And for most, that is in business, as we say. Sorry, I just wanted to laugh. I wanted to get Kevin to laugh.
I had to do it.
Yes, I had to do it. I love it. Business.
Business.
All right, so our corporate partners make this show possible. In fact, they foster the work that we do both here at our live Faith and Business gatherings, which, by the way, October 17th is our next gathering. If you hadn't signed up for that, make sure you do. Those have been awesome. But one of those being the Rising Tide team. This is a full-service real estate team representing both buyers and sellers. Great team of folks there. We love them. They're awesome. Do give them a call, 910-620-7177. Also, our dear friend, Melissa the Coach. This is Melissa Thomas. She is a speaker and personal finance coach who helps people live intentionally by teaching them to manage money the way God intended. We love Melissa. She's awesome. If you're looking to tighten up your budget, own your finances instead of them owning you, you got to call Melissa. She's awesome. Anywhere on the web, melissathecoach.com, at melissathecoach is her tag there. melissathecoach@gmail.com is the email address. So Kev, today we're diving into, first segment was on sonship, getting beyond saved Christian and into resurrected son or daughter, living from the fullness of John 10:10, heaven on earth through us now. And so one of the things that when you step into that is obstacles, automatically, because we have an enemy that wants to put a basket on top of our light.
And so that's
where we're kind of going today, embracing
the basket. So it's like a bushel.
A bushel, yeah, a basket.
One of those little songs and stuff from way back. I'm going felt bored.
This little light of mine.
Father Abraham.
Any sons? We can sing all of them. I am a
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. Oh, golly. Yeah. They're still good. They're classics.
Amen.
Taking this into the idea of where you spend your time in business, a lot of times we want to just stop and say, that's business, this is my faith. And even some people that I work with still do that. Have mentoring sessions, still do that, but they're grabbing hold of it and less, they're thinking differently. So, and they're excited about it. But so it's okay to, you know, the words are less important than the spirit behind
the heart, right?
Yeah. So that's what we're trying to get here. It's not a bunch of rules and trying to figure out how to step 1-2-3 process. It's more about where are you coming from when you live in this environment, and everybody does it to some degree. So when you think about dreaming, you know, the idea of going after the why instead of the how will always kill you. It's okay to ask how if you are in the grocery store and you need to find the chicken, you know, how do I find it? Where is it? You know, so, or how do I make an airplane, a paper airplane, or what are the directions to hell? I mean, I'm just being silly, sorry. How isn't bad, but how doesn't need to lead.
Right.
So we surrender that because that's about our will, and we will take credit for it. So what we don't want to do is take our eyes off the ball. And the ball for us, and getting a first down after first down, is the why.
Mm.
So the big motive in our life has to be why. You can tell the difference if you say how or tell me why. You can feel the shift go on in you. When you got a why, It's unstoppable. The how goes way over here, and it should be.
There's this question with how that it's rooted in fear and doubt and
willpower.
Yeah, and instead of why being like, I might not understand this, but I'm hungry.
Exactly.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Right?
What do you see in Scripture? What do you see when you look back? Moses in a burning bush You know, yeah, he probably thought about it afterward. Should I go back? And did that really happen? That's okay. That's normal. But Moses did it anyway, mm-hmm. right? He followed, and God did it. So, well, because Moses jumped on the why. Well, he just said it. And so, I don't know how. But then he did it because he had a humble heart. So, get the why, let go of the how, and that's where you start to dream. And God will show you more and more. So, but the enemy will come at you with if statements and logic and culture and, mm-hmm. you know, but how.
Right.
Yes, but. You know, he did it in the garden. He did it to Jesus on the mountain. So we know this is part of the battle. So when you dream, feel free to dream, but remember that you're going to
keep going.
Encounter obstacles.
This idea of recognizing the voice of the enemy is a very important thing, because that if statement and that mm-hmm. but yeah. and those questions,
right.
they're there. He's going to throw them across the dashboard.
It's all he's got.
But you can. Once you start navigating by that, you're letting the obstacle drive the ship.
That's right. Joshua should have said, but how, God? I can't believe that the walls of Jericho will. Or I can't. You're not gonna let us breach this thing. I can't. I don't understand how. So I'm not gonna participate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. Is that crazy or what? But Joshua had the right heart, mm-hmm. a willing heart, a David-like heart. You know, how did David win over Goliath? All the hows have to be set aside for the why. Every time, no questions. And so this breakthrough happens when you go at it from that place with that passionate why in mind. The how will conspire. God is the how. So what does the enemy have at this point? He can't unsay you. He can't uncreate a new creation. He can't unring a bell. He probably can't even put toothpaste back in the tube. But what he can do is scare us. If we have roots of fear or strongholds, and throw questions at us,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you are the Son of God,
right?
If will you die if you eat the fruit? So this is not God,
mm-hmm.
and it's all based up here. And where we fail is we let that in our heart.
Well, and I think more importantly to the business person is they've rejected the idea. That or they've accepted the idea that those are the things that navigate their business, right? Like they
every business is built on people. You can't have a great business without having great people. At some point it won't last. So it is about business, but you have to get to what makes a great business. And that goes back to the heart. So even though we're putting it in the context of business and this idea of dreaming and what are the obstacles? You know, we've got a couple segments, so we can talk about those obstacles in more in depth.
Yeah, I think that the thing I wanted to hit on and what I was trying to say there is that people use that, they justify if and but and how in business, and that has no
right.
context. Because like you said, business consists of people, it is faith all the way through, and so specifically, I think people might go, well, I accept the Lord from a faith perspective, but I'm not inviting that mindset into my business.
Sure.
And it's like you're strangling off the opportunity there.
Yeah.
So
well, you said more importantly, and so yeah, I wanted to make sure
right.
that was lined up, because it's not an argument.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not more important.
It's the same, but putting it in the perspective of what is it like to walk around in your business, and what are those obstacles?
Yeah.
It is that voice. In business, it is, can't do that here.
Sure.
Can't preach from your desk and, you know, all that kind of stuff. We can talk about it.
Yes. When you work with folks, Kev, what are you seeing as these main obstacles that people are kind of facing? What would you say are these markers?
Well, they're typically things that are based in fear. Fear in itself is not a stronghold. Fear creates and fosters strongholds. Strongholds might be the fear of rejection, or feeling the need to prove yourself. These weird, insecure things that go on in our hearts where we really don't realize our value, and so we don't receive God's love. We just sort of think, well, Matt might deserve that, but I don't. And I hear that all the time. Well, God loves you, but not. Yeah, I have trouble believing He loves me that much. I hear that all the time. So that opens this. When you're living in that mode, you have ears to hear the enemy, and so that comes back to what is protective. How can I protect my business? Mm. How can I not tick off a customer? You know, we've heard that before.
Yes.
We're not going to do business with you guys because you guys might alienate our clients.
Yeah, I don't want to isolate people.
Yeah, so those are fears. But then you got, you know, Chick-fil-A, who they're wide open. But they're not preaching at you. They're just being excellent. And they're doing it, but they are pointing to God. So I think the fear of loss, the fear of what people think, the fear of poverty, you know, these are the main things that never terminate. They continue on in business in a different place, a bigger, it's like a fever almost. You grab hold of it and you live in that thing, and then you justify it and jump back and forth between the two. Well, this is my faith, that's my business. And so you have a sense of control in that. But God didn't put the wall there. So, you know, the obstacles are things that what we need to do is begin to embrace them. Mm-hmm. In other words, we acknowledge when the enemy says something, or if we have a hard day, the enemy wants to take that and make us quit. But the compromises are removed when we understand the obstacles and embrace them. When you embrace it, it doesn't mean you're happy about it. It means you go, my God will use that to propel me forward, because He's removing the compromise. He will remove pride. He'll remove fear. He'll remove rejection. He'll remove what other people think. What other people think is none of our business. What other people think of us is none of our business.
Yeah.
Now, in the context of business, you could carry that out a little bit and say, well, but we want our clients to think highly of us. Well, listen, if you're living from heaven into the earth with a Father, knowing you're a son, then you can truly love like Jesus. And people, if they don't see it, they'll never see it.
Yeah. We're talking about obstacles, embracing the obstacles, yeah. Right?
Right.
I have a picture of a boat captain going through very tough seas, right? If I'm on a boat and the boat's going through tough seas, I want a captain who's been through tough seas before.
Yeah.
And the interesting piece is, in most business contexts, we avoid rough seas,
right,
instead of pressing through them.
Right.
But when we do press through them, it gives us the experiential wisdom, mm-hmm, and it strengthens our faith,
yeah,
so that we can navigate those seas moving forward,
mm-hmm,
instead of automatically avoiding them. And so embracing the obstacles, God is going to use that in your life and in your business, mm-hmm, to build up credibility, wisdom, experience that will be a blessing to others.
Well, He removes the compromises so that as you step into your calling, I agree with all that, but this is one that people don't seem to grab hold of. When God raises you up, look at Joseph in prison. Why was he in there those extra 2 years? God removed that little bit of pride left in him when he said, I don't deserve to be here, to the wine bibber and the bread baker guy. So God removes the compromises so that the more he brings us into our calling, our purpose, then we will not compromise.
Right.
Someone could come along and say, I'll give you this if you won't do this anymore, Kevin. And there's no compromise there.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You can say what you want. The value of my life is this. So for us, we want to remember that embracing the obstacles, God uses them to remove the compromises. Obstacles come in all kind of different shapes and sizes, but God teaches us to count it all joy So we want to focus on things as something God will use. All things work together, you know, same thing. Yeah,
fantastic stuff. We're at our break point here, I believe. Is that right? I can't see the clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I think so.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. We got one more segment here on Wake Up Our Faith, Faith in Business. Matt Hamm, Kevin Adams. Don't go anywhere. Back right after this. Hey, everybody. This is Matt Hamm. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast, Faith in Business. If you're enjoying the show, we'd ask that you go on iTunes and leave a quick review so that other folks can see it and join us as well. Also, we host a monthly gathering called Faith in Business right here in Wilmington, North Carolina. If you're interested in attending that event, or if you'd like to host a Faith in Business event in your city, email us at info@uprint.life. Hello and welcome to Faith in Business. This is the second segment of our show. We talk about how to effectively live out your faith where you spend the majority of your time. Matt Hamm, Kevin Adams, co-founders of Uprint, a faith and personal development organization. I want to thank our corporate partners for making this show possible, one of those being Chad Honeycutt and the Honeycutt Group. This is an insurance brokerage company with more than 10 years experience in the business. If you have any insurance needs, call Chad and the team at 910-338-1773. Also, our good friend Chris Riley and the team at Fountain Financial Associates. They're in the business of giving clients and families a better life. They call it keeping promises. 910-256-8882 is their number. And also Chris Hutchins and his team at Guaranteed Rate Mortgage. If you're buying or refinancing a home, make sure to reach out to Chris and his team, 910-344-0304. Actually, I just learned this week that one of our friends purchased a home and used Chris and his team for the mortgage. So that's what the purpose of this is, and we're seeing it happen. Yeah. So, Kev, wrapping up the last segment today, we're talking about removing obstacles. We had a bit of a camera challenge here, but we're all set, ready to go now.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Let's dive into this, overcoming obstacles and removing the compromise.
Yeah, well, I think that we've tried to give some examples of all in the context of being a son or a daughter of the living God in your business environment, and how to do that, how to dream, but also what are the things that you will encounter that are difficult. And those difficulties, God uses them. The enemy means them for evil, but God uses them to help you. And one of the key things he does is he removes your vulnerabilities from the world, from the evil, from the enemy, and removes your compromise. So when you have a why and you need to live it out in the environment of your business gives you the setting to live out your dream, to live out his dream through you, your purpose, how you bless others, how you glorify him, and how you find satisfaction. So that process is going to have a refinement. Every heavenly calling has an earthly season, or maybe several seasons of refinement, of preparation. So those obstacles there's a plethora of things we can talk about what they might look like. But they can be common, simple thoughts that you have of fear in your business life. Oh no, I don't want to offend, or I don't want people to know I'm a Christian, or I don't want to offend them, all the way up to I've got a boss who's just doesn't get it.
Yeah.
It's really crushing my heart to work here. Or a hurricane comes along, or, you know, whatever. I mean, there's all kind of obstacles. But so we want to look at what God does with those. When we count it all joy, when we're thankful in all things and for all things, and then we recognize God, we see this language, he uses all things, beauty for ashes. What does all this flipping around mean?
Yeah.
We have to apply that to these same obstacles. Well, a lot of people look at it and they say, this is just business. And the obstacles, I'm not putting up with them because I'm gonna take back over and not appreciate what God can do through that. So anyway, that's you got a thought?
Well, one of the things that I'm specifically thinking and feeling people in their business about provision. Like there's something that the heart is attached to money. Mm-hmm. And so
absolutely. They, it reveals the condition of
right.
The heart.
So they toss aside the faith
right.
concept
justified.
Specifically because of the money piece. And right. then money becomes the idol of the business.
Right.
That's what they're on, that's the only thing they're thinking about.
Business equals money.
Right.
And that's not the case. It shouldn't be anyway.
And I think that might be a connection point
right.
for someone to feel
great.
The money is not the object of the business. It is the glorification of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so separating that distinction, I think, might help somebody who's shelving these excuses and obstacles and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely.
But getting to the root point of it is that money, you know, has so much power that we shouldn't give it.
Yeah, I mean, people know this, but they don't live it. And the difference is, you know, money is God to you. And that's the bottom line. Again, it comes back to fear, same thing. And, you know, I'm trying to come back to earth because we're trying to make it practical. And it just always goes back to the same thing. And so we've got to learn how to carry that into this environment. So being specific about, you know, being able to justify bad behavior or omit or omission, you know, living around and away from things that are good because you're afraid of the consequence or the cost. All of this is the same thing. It's the enemy trying to throw us off course. Faith teaches you who you are because it forces you to look at the Father and who He created you to be. Business is the setting or the stage where you live this thing out. And it's not a business, it's the concept of business. Bringing what you have that none would have need. It's transactions, it's trading resources, all right? So that said, trying to keep track of this time here. That said, that is going to come with every journey that you've got a field cleared. Well, there's a landmine field left over from the enemy's occupation. So I use a lot of metaphors, but I don't know how to not do that. So, you know, if you have to go through a field of landmines, remember, the enemy no longer occupies the territory. If you go to France, you know, where Germany occupied, there's still landmines there. There's still landmines in Vietnam and in these different places. They have ministries that are trying to remove them. So we have to look at business in a sense where we have to walk through those landmines. But what God does is He will let them blow up, but they only blow off things that we never needed.
Mm-hmm.
Pride, fear, rejection, all these evil questions from the enemy that do what? They throw us off course.
Of course.
So we can't be excellent. We can't innovate. We can't revolutionize. We can't be incredibly robust in our faith, but also like the most incredible business people alive. If you are that, you are truly leading people.
Mm.
So God wants, in the context of business, for us to lead. And when you lead, guess what? People throw rocks.
Right.
So get used to it and let it toughen you up. There's another simple way.
Yeah. And the point for me in this is the courage for people to actually step into this and live it out. You know, it's just be courageous enough to be honest about it and to step into this piece.
Yeah. Well, if you're afraid of losing your income, then you've already lost.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's the bottom line. But by letting go and listening, you develop your listening skills.
Mm-hmm.
And people say they're believers, but if you can build your life, and God's not asking you to do it all in one day. It's not about winning the national championship today. It's about getting a first down in game one.
Right. Moving the ball forward.
That's right. It's gentle. It's slow. It's evangelism, a gospel evangelism is about fishing, right?
Yes.
But discipleship is about seed planting. We're agrarians. We're farmers. We plant seeds. So God's given you a clearing over here. Just plant seeds. Take it slowly. Count the cost of doing it, and to count the cost of not doing it. But whatever those things are, just remember that anything that gets your mind on fire and you let it into your heart, it creates tumult. It creates this this thing that creates worry.
Well, God's purposes cannot foster or grow in stressful soil. If stress
is
doesn't
land on chaos.
Yeah.
He lands on peace. You have to go after peace. The thing that'll give you peace is doing the thing that you know in your spirit is right.
Yeah.
And being willing to let go of the provision part. It doesn't mean if you go into the grocery store, you trade a few dollars for some milk. That's good. That's great. We're not saying that you become the person on the poster or be bohemian about this. We're saying have the right heart, and you're there to give, to love, to process your gifts at all the way to a granular level of who you are, who God is expressed through you. When you do that without agenda, your business will succeed.
Yes.
Absolutely. And if you're not in the right business, God will move you into the right one.
Yes, if you'll let Him, if you'll yield.
That's right. And so quit trying to find happiness and follow God, and it will open up for you. You're talking to a guy who now lives, I'm 90 seconds and my feet are in sand.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper to live than it was a year ago. My life's getting better and better because I've learned this. So I talk a lot. I'm very passionate. But anyway, the point is God is so very good, and we just don't see it. We kind of make Him like us.
Yeah.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's way, way better. We can't say that and then not step into it.
Sure.
We have to really, really believe Him.
Kevin, I want to close out the show properly. I'm running low on battery here, so I do need to grab the charger cord from over there. Real quick, I'm going to grab that, but I just want you to wrap up the quick thought on sonship.
Okay.
Pulling into this while I grab that charger cord.
I guess the bottom line here is if you want to be successful in your business, then what you have to do is go all the way back to living out what you believe. And that isn't just simply Jesus saves. That is Jesus died and paid for our sins, but He also rose again so we could become like Him. Like Him.
Yes.
Not just to follow Him, but He's our big brother too. And that means to become a son. He's the son. We are a son and a daughter of the living God. When you are living from that place, you're free. Now you get to go do the things and those wonderful things on your heart, and God will provide. Where there's vision, there is provision. Do not fear. God hadn't given you the spirit of fear.
Yes.
You can't be led by that and make a wise decision. So think about that and get happy and excited.
Yeah.
But just start one day at a time, one day, one seed at a time, and let God germinate those things.
You know, the root of we're kind of wrapping up, and where my heart is and my thoughts are is stress versus joy. And you know, you feel, even like for me, putting the show on or doing this, I feel stress. You know, there's like, oh, stress. We got to worry about the battery. I brought it with the camera.
They're obstacles.
Well, it's a constant energy that wants to take away what God's doing. But God's always coming from joy. And so even in the midst of doing the show, learning to let go of the stress that the enemy wants to put into this. And you know what I mean? That is so powerful. Because when we're living from the anointing that He gave us, it's always peaceful, restful, joyful. Doesn't mean it's easy.
Yeah.
But it is. His burden is light, or His burden is easy, His yoke is light. You know, it always comes from that place. So that's just what I want to say. Stress is, He's not in stress.
That's right. We are constantly pushing the cart and trying to drag the horse, and it has to be flipped over. This is about, you want to be successful in business, then you have to learn how to yield and then realize your position and posture as a son of the living God. He'll do anything for you when you're willing to live this out for Him.
Yeah.
It's a sweet deal, and there's nothing like it. But it's not just in Scripture. We've got benchmark proof of concept, living examples, and I'm one of them.
Yeah. And guys, you know, our heart is to walk with folks, to explore what this is like in your life, to help kind of break free of the strongholds and overcome the obstacles that you're facing. We've got resources, and we're available to do that with you guys. So for anybody that's watching today or listening to the podcast, we just invite you in. Let's connect. Let's get started and see what it looks like. You can learn more at uprint.life. That's our site, YOUPRINT.LIFE, or you can email us directly, info@uprint.life. Kev, as we wrap up today, man, any final thoughts?
Yeah, just practice raising your expectations of God, and remember, this is about affection, not determination. Just let go, and He'll give you everything.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Guys, have a great week. We'll see you next week.